Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5 down Sykesville-Eldersburg. There's a few things I want to share with you this morning. Three are activities that have already passed, and I want to talk about the impact that they had. And then one is an ongoing activity that we're working ourselves through as the Board of Commissioners, and most importantly, with you, our community. But first, let me start with a few of the activities in the past. One was, had the opportunity to play golf. And golf is not a bad thing, except for me. I go side to side more times than I go up and down with the golf ball, but that's okay. I played with my wife, Audrey, supporting an awesome nonprofit called Hope Rising. Hope Rising supports mental health, behavioral health issues and concerns. They team up and partner with different homes that are serving those populations that are in need, one of them being the Hoffa House. And Audrey and I played golf with a gentleman that's in the house and has been there for a couple of years, and it was awesome. We had so much fun playing. Not as much fun when Audrey would outdrive me once in a while, but it was a lot of fun. And to talk about openly the concerns that he has and the experiences that he sees, especially over the last couple of years as he's been going through his sobriety, and what got him to where he is today. Again, I always say Carroll County, we just do it right. Nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. Nobody jumps into a cause better than Carroll Countyans when it comes to community and community activities. And this was just a great example. I know we have a lot of nonprofits that do incredible work. This is just a shout out to Hope Rising and all the work that they do, from the executive director, the board, and especially all the volunteers. Another activity was the Sykesville Wine Festival. This is a shout out to Sykesville, which does so much right, from the farmers markets to the beer festival. This was the wine festival. And also a shout out to all the municipalities for their Main Street activities, whether it be Hampstead Day or the wine stroll up in Westminster. We just have a lot of fun. And it's also the beginning of the carnival season for our fire departments. And a shout out for all that they do, but also an ask or request that you support them. The money that you provide by going to these carnivals does not go to waste. It goes for the needs and requirements that the fire departments have and continually have. It's a partnership that they have with Carroll County government, but the Carroll County government does not cover all of the needs for the 14 different departments. So ask that you get out there, enjoy the evenings, you know, check out not just one, two, but three, four, or five, and just have a great time this summer by going to all of the carnivals. The wine festival was great. It was a great opportunity. The weather was wet, but it didn't stop a whole lot of people going out there, enjoying the wine, but also, and more importantly, the activity by being on Main Street down in Sykesville. The third event, which is near and dear, just like the others are, I guess, to me, is the Veterans Celebration that we had on May 5th. The weather fortunately held off. It was wet, but it stayed dry during the actual event itself. We had 1,600 plus folks coming through the gates, which is incredible. Again, it shows the value of the events we do, but the commitment that our community has to our veterans and opportunities to support our different communities. In this case, it was our veteran community here in Carroll County. This was the third annual event. A shout out to the Veterans Advisory Council and Steve Whistler, who headed the event himself, and the work that he did. They are all volunteers to support things like this, and the commitment that they make starting the day after the celebration throughout the year to ensure we have as much possible value for our community to be there and be present during the celebration itself. So look forward to next year's celebration. I'm told that the weather's going to be perfect. So let's cross our fingers and see you next May for our Veterans Celebration. So that was the three activities that occurred. The fourth one, which is ongoing, is our continuing discussion on our Carroll County budget. And our Carroll County budget discussion, I appreciate the community coming out and sharing with us your thoughts, ideas, concerns regarding the budget, where you see priorities and how they lie, whether it be supporting nonprofits, the schools, the fire, EMS, as we're continuing to stand that up, the concerns that you have when it comes to taxes, and how you have shared different ideas. We are not done with the budget. We have a couple more work sessions. By the time this airs, I think we'll have two more work sessions with the intent of adopting the budget by May 21st. The taxes, no one likes to hear, and no one likes to talk about how we may raise taxes. Regarding taxes, the two that have been discussed, recordation and property tax. The property tax has not been raised since 1997, and recordation has not been raised since 2002. Now, property tax was decreased around 2011, 2012, 2013, but it had not been raised since 1997. Now, that's difficult just to talk about that because you can't talk about that in isolation. You've got to understand, and we do, and I do, that assessments of homes have dramatically risen over time. So as assessments of your house rises, even if the tax rate stays the same, you're going to be taking more money out of your pocket in paying property tax. That's understood. And the impact can be pretty dramatic as some homes have significantly risen in value. We're looking at a significant deficit to our operational funds, and we can mask that deficit by using what some are talking about, a savings account or one-time funds to put on top of the operational funds. But the challenge there is that's only good for that current fiscal year. We can do it for the fiscal year that we're walking ourselves into and possibly the next one. But what ends up happening is you run out of that savings account or that one-time funds. So we've got to come up with the tools and approach that we meet the demands that our Carroll Countyans deserve and the services that they deserve, funding it not just for tomorrow, but for the tomorrow after tomorrow and for the years down the road. It's a challenge. We're going to get ourselves there. You know, myself and my colleagues, we have a ways to go. So with that, my ending plea to you is continue to share with us and with me your thoughts and ideas and concerns when it comes to our budget. You can always reach me. Again, my phone number, it's my cell number, is 443-569-9861 or erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. Or if you want to talk to all the commissioners, commissioners@carrollcountymd.gov. Always trying to be responsive and available to you. With that said, again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Appreciate all that you do in continuing to make Carroll County the best place in Maryland. And as always, life is good. Thanks.